Narayan, 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 Narayan. From English translation of Gita Prabodhini by Shraddhe Swamiji, Sri Ramsukhdasji Maharaj. Om Sri Paramatmane Namaha. Chapter 5. Arjun said, O Krishna, you praise physical renunciation of actions, that is Sankhya Yoga, and again you command unselfish performance of actions, that is Karma Yoga. Tell me for certain, which of the two is decidedly better for my ultimate good? The Blessed Lord said, Sannyasa, that is Sankhya Yoga, that is the discipline of knowledge, and Karma Yoga, the discipline of action, both lead to salvation, that is supreme bliss. But of the two, Karma Yoga is superior to Sankhya Yoga. O mighty armed Arjun, he who neither hates anyone nor desires anything from anyone should be considered fit to be ever a renouncer, that is, a Nitya Sannyasi. For he who has risen above the dualities, that is, the pairs of opposites, is easily liberated from the bondage of the world. It is the ignorant, not the wise, who speak of Sankhya Yoga, that is, discipline of knowledge, and Karma Yoga, discipline of action, yielding different results. Because one who is well established in either one gets the fruit of both, that is, God realization. The supreme state, which is attained by the Sankhya Yogi, is also attained by the Karma Yogi. Therefore, he who sees Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga as one and the same, that is, yielding the same fruit, he sees the reality. But O mighty armed Arjun, Sankhya Yoga, the discipline of knowledge, is difficult to achieve without Karma Yoga, the discipline of action. The sage who is adept in Karma Yoga quickly attains to Brahma, that is God. One who is purified by the practice of Karma Yoga, who has conquered his body and senses, realizes that his self is the self in all beings. That Karma Yogi is not tainted while performing actions. Sankhya Yogi, who knows the truth, the reality of things, knowing fully well that even though seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, walking, sleeping, breathing, speaking, answering the calls of nature, grasping, opening and closing the eyes, he does nothing. He believes all senses are moving among the sense objects. He, Bhakti Yogi, the follower of discipline of devotion, who offering all actions to God, performs actions abandoning all attachment, is not tainted by sin, just as a lotus leaf is not moistened by water. The Karma Yogi, having shaken off attachment without the sense of mind, performs actions with senses, mind, intellect, and body for the sake of self-purification only. By abandoning attachment to the fruit of actions, the Karma Yogi attains everlasting peace, that is, God realization. Whereas he who acts with a selfish motive, being attached to the fruit of actions through desire, gets bound. The embodied soul, whose senses and mind are under control, mentally renouncing through discrimination all actions without a doubt rests happily in the self. In the city of nine gates, neither acting nor causing others to act. The Lord determines neither the sense of doership nor the actions, nor He creates link of actions with their fruits for the mankind. But it is the individual nature or swabhava alone which operates. All pervading Lord acquires neither sin nor the virtue of anyone. As knowledge is enveloped by ignorance, hence beings get deluded. But for those whose ignorance has been destroyed by the true knowledge, that is discrimination, that knowledge, shining like the sun, reveals the Supreme. Those whose mind and intellect are wholly merged in God, who remain constantly identified with Him, and having finally become one with Him, their sins having been wiped out by wisdom, reach a state from which there is no return. The sages, that is the wise men, look with the same eye on a Brahmana, endowed with learning and humility, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a pariah, that is a lowly or outcast. Even here in this world, those whose intellect is established in equanimity, they have conquered the whole world in this very life. They have attained liberation because Brahma, God, is flawless and equal in all. Therefore, they are established in Brahma. He whose understanding is firmly established, undiluted, and free from doubt, rejoices not on obtaining what is pleasant and does not get perturbed on meeting with the unpleasant. That undiluted, intelligent man with a steady mind, that is a jnani, knower of Brahma, lives eternally in identity with Him. When an aspirant is unattached to external contacts, he attains sattvika happiness in the mind. Then, having completely identified himself with Brahma, that is God, he experiences eternal bliss. O son of Kunti, that is Arjun, the pleasures born of contact with sense objects are only sources of pain, for they have a beginning and an end. Therefore, no wise man takes delight in them. He who resists the rushing impulses born out of desire and anger and overcomes these before giving up his body, he is a yogi, a liberated person, and he is indeed a happy man. One who finds happiness only in God, who rejoices only in God and is illumined in God, experiencing oneness with Brahma, that Sankhya yogi attains to liberation, that is, Brahma Nirvanam. Those holy men whose mind, intellect, and senses are under their control, whose doubts, that is, dualities, have been dispelled, whose all sins have been washed away, and who are delightfully engaged in promoting the welfare of all beings, such discriminating aspirants attain beatitude of Brahma, that is, Nirvan Brahma. For those Sankhya yogis who are freed from desire and anger, who have subdued their minds, and who have realized the self, for them, the beatitude of God, that is Brahmic bliss, pervades on all sides while living in this body and after leaving the body. Shutting out all external contacts and fixing the gaze on the point between the eyebrows, having regulated evenly the prana and the apana, that is the outgoing breath and the incoming breath flowing through the nostrils, the sages who have controlled the senses, mind and intellect, solely pursuing liberation, free from desire, fear and anger, is ever liberated. Having realized me as the enjoyer of all sacrifices, that is yajna, and austerities, that is tapa, the supreme lord of all the worlds and well-wisher of all, kind and unselfish friend of all beings, he attains peace. Thus with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord as sung in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjun ends the fifth chapter entitled The Yoga of Renunciation of Action. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.